in the southern states, I haven't been any farther than over in Louisiana. You know, I've been several places in Louisiana. And then I've been west, been far as Los Angeles and San Francisco and through these other states. Mm-hmm. And I have some relatives along at different places, too.
Just visiting?
Yeah, just visiting. And my oldest son lives in Oakland, and I had a sister who lived in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. around some other relatives out there. But I didn't go until, you know, in late years.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like it out there?
Oh, I liked it all right. I liked it real well to visit, but I said I'd still rather come back. I'd rather have my home in Texas because uh-huh. I've lived here, you know, I guess.
Tell me about your parents, where they were born, and what sort of work they did.
Oh. Well, my father moved out here, and this was where he was born. And they did have an old log house, you know, where he was born, the grandfather. Of course, it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then
your father
he built a... And my father's was born out here.
In the Press community?
Yes. But he moved... Oh, I guess he was born here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he lived in Nacogdoches a while. And he had some property up there, and he lived in Nacogdoches part of the time. He was living there when he and my mother were married and stayed there a while, and then he built his home out here and they moved out on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was born in Press community?
No. She was born in Nacogdoches.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how far they got in school?
Well, you know, back then it's a little hard to grade them, but
mm-hmm.
My mother had the
mm-hmm.
the best education, and she had taught school and worked some in stores, but I don't know just how far.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know, they grade them different then and all.
What about your father? Could he read and write?
Oh, yeah. He could read and write and mm-hmm. did all right, but he, you know, he didn't have a formal education of any kind.
What sort of work did they do?
Well, I was farming here, you see, mm-hmm. when he moved here on the place.
Did your mother quit teaching school once she got married?
Yeah. And she worked in a store and mm-hmm. as a clerk, you know. It was Meyer and Smith store. That was the main big store then.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the first, I remember telling that, you know, was the first secretary that they had in there, kept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the store, you know. Women didn't work much then. I mean, in any public jobs.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Oh, it was Jenny.
Uh-huh.
And,
what was her name?
Oh, she was a... And her father was German. He was mm-hmm. from Germany.
Her father was born in Germany?
Oh, yes.
When did he come over to...
Oh, well, let's see. I'm not sure. I just don't have that on the... I don't know when it was, but he was young. And he and my brother both. But he was... they couldn't even speak English, you know, when he came over here. But he went right on up. I mean, he's postmaster and mayor, and he was fixing to go to Congress, and he was drowned in. I mean, he had was in a lot of civic works around in town. He had his home in there in Nacogdoches.